Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner from the Center. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Well, I guess the big topic now coming from St. Paul is the bonding bill.
Right, yeah. The Senate has just passed their version of the bonding bill, and the House is working on theirs. And now that, because the transportation bill was just passed, the whole transportation component isn't really much a part of the bonding bill. We can talk about the other stuff in there, too. Especially things like the University of Minnesota and MinSCU, Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. Those two are usually the largest recipients of money in the bonding bill, and that's a good thing for rural Minnesota because the money goes to campuses all across the state, and it goes for building projects and building maintenance projects. And when those bonding dollars are released, it goes to private contractors who then actually do the work on these things.
Absolutely. So it is a somewhat of a stimulus package, I guess you might call it that. And what about points of contention within this these bonding? First of all, I think the Senate and the House are relatively close.
Yeah, they are. In the big areas like the U of M, they're both looking at about $135 million to the U of M system, $270 to $280 million for the MinSCU system. But the hotspots tend to be more the smaller projects as you get farther down in the bill. There's always the debate of, are there too many projects going to metro Minnesota and not enough going to rural Minnesota? And does that small rural community or group of communities really need that regional fire station or the recreation center that that has gotten into the bill? And so it's U of M and MinSCU take up about half of the bonding bill, and then you get into that last 100-200 million, and that's where they really start getting out the boxing gloves.
And do they sort of point the pork finger at one another then to some degree about
absolutely. And and pork has really kind of gotten a bad name over the years because, really legislators are just trying to bring home economic stimulus and needed improvements to their communities. And so it's always very easy to say, oh, you're bringing home pork or earmarks or whatever to your district. But it's just all part of the legislative process.
And really, when it comes right down to it, what bonding is really all about is getting the resources to a community or a group of communities that otherwise just wouldn't be able to raise that kind of capital.
Absolutely. When you're talking about building a building, you're talking about several million, $10-20 million, especially on like these university campuses. And just like hardly anyone can go out and pay cash for a house.
Exactly.
Communities just cannot pay cash for these larger building projects. And so they just need some help from the state. And often they have to kick in their own money too at the same time.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We will catch you next time.